After saying the Olam Hiadam b'seisav v'gali, then we'd say meant to get up every morning and say the following declaration: Vayashkin vayoma. Get up early in the morning, and for any other tefillah, we say the following. Which I guess the first thing is the idea of hashkama, of getting up early. David HaMelech says, "Aira shachar ve'ina shachar ma'ira." See, I wait the dawn. I don't wait for the dawn to awaken me. The idea of getting up early, getting a good start on the day. It's a powerful and important thing. A Jew is meant to get up early. Meant to maximize the time, the daylight hours, all the opportunities that the day avails us. Sleeping in, even if we had a late night, means that we're missing out so much of the power and the potential of the next day and we're just trying to catch our tail. In fact, the Taz says, "Aira shachar," I'll awaken the dawn, means the following. A dawn is something very inspiring. You see a sunrise, it's a wow moment. Says David HaMelech, I'm up before the dawn. I'm not even waiting for the inspiration. Inspiration's great, but I'm up before my inspiration. Because my avodas Hashem, my relationship with Hashem, is not dependent on my inspiration. Wonderful though it is, because inspiration is something which is always fleeting. And then what are you meant to say? Master, of all worlds, or as Rav Schwab translates it, as master of all time periods. Because the word olamim can't really mean worlds, because that would be olamos. And later on we will say, you're in this world, you're in the next world. Therefore, presumably, when we say, or melech kechei ha'olamim, it means master of all eternities. Which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives forever. Rav Hirsch explains that olamim, the word olam, comes the word ne'elam. In fact, in Tehillim we say, mina olam v'ad ha'olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been hidden from us from the beginning of time to the end of time. That's the very nature of creation, of the world that he created, this olam, this world, this Lashon Ha'olama. It's a world of concealment. Schwab explains that the very words, Bereishis Bara Elokim, they conceal the true secrets of Ma'aseh Bereishis. Even amongst Chazal, for those that have been learning Daf Yomi, Maseches Chagiga, so many of these secrets were concealed even from Chazal. Even Nevi'im didn't necessarily know the details of it. There's so much that we don't understand. And this is what we mean when we talk about Olam Haba, Zayin Le'ra, Sadekim Zil Asecha. And then I see in the distant future, the world is a world of concealment. The only one that sees everything is the Ribbon Kol Olamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the master of everything that's concealed. Everything we don't understand, everything we can't see, everything is just unseeable by us. Hashem sees it all. And therefore, he's the master of everything that's concealed. He's the master of all the unknown time periods. He understands what Olam Haba is. He understands how Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba fit together. Everything that's beyond us. And therefore, it's with that sense of perspective, of awareness, that there's so much we don't know, and there's so much that Hashem does know, and that he is truly omniscient and knows absolutely everything. We can then say, not because of our righteousness do we throw our pleas to you, but rather because of your great compassion. So a passage from Daniel that we'll see tomorrow. But the idea that we're moving into this world is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows and sees everything, that everything is concealed from us, is absolutely revealed in front of him.